Much studying, baby. Ooh, anatomy. Fun. No, I know, not like that. What are you doing, bones? Ugh. I hated doing bones and anatomy. Oh my god, that's so long ago, though. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can probably help a bit, but it's, again, like, ancient history for me. I mean, I remember, like, certain things, like your spinal column stuff, like, was it, like, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, it's, like, coccygeal something. Yeah. I was never good with pronouncing the names. That was always my weakness. But, I mean, I remembered, like, where they were in the order. Mm-hmm. Do you want to use me as a human skeleton? I mean, I am a human skeleton, but, like, doubly so. You're more than welcome to. So what's, like, this right here? Mm-hmm, in my chest. Mm-hmm, the sternum. And then on each side, obviously, it's... Yeah, I mean, ribs are easy. Like, that's... But it's which kind of ribs? Okay. I mean, like... Yeah, the numbers. And what are they connecting to? Mm-hmm, 12 pairs. Okay. Let me see if I can give you a hard one. All right, my head. What is the one behind my eyes called? Yep, occipital. I'm so bad at the names. Occipital. Occipital. And then obviously this is the frontal because it's in front. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I used to remember temporal. Part of me was like, it's temporarily there, but that doesn't help. No, it doesn't. And then obviously this nasal. And then this is my mandible. Mandible always makes me think of like those bugs with their mouth, you know? Or like, was it Crash Mandible? No, it wasn't. It was the chin. I don't remember. I'm thinking of not Jimmy Neutron. Fairly Odd Parents. Was it Crash something? Crash Nebula. That shouldn't help you remember. That will not help you remember Mandible. Maybe it will, but I was thinking Crash Mandible or Crash Nebula, but Crash Mandible. I don't know. Maybe that'll help you. Probably won't. The three bones in your ear, and you have two of each. Nailed it. And then, what's this bone on my arm? Yes, it's humerus because it connects to the funny bone, which makes it not very funny when you hit it. And then the other ones that are in pairs is, yep, ulna and radius. And then my hands are made of carpals, and then... The ones there are metacarpals and then phalanges. I don't know how to tell the difference between carpal and metacarpal. Like, you can maybe be like, the metacarpals are like the Dan Harmon of your hand. I don't know. There's not a lot of good ways of thinking about it. Yeah, and then legs, you have femur. Obviously, that's like really easy. It's the biggest bone in your body. The tibia and fibula are your humerus and ulna of your legs. And then your kneecap is also the patella. And then you have tarsals, metatarsals. Basically, same difference, just meta versions of your phalanges. Not your phalanges, your carpals. So you have metacarpals, metatarsals, and you have carpals and tarsals. Like, I think, like, when the way I tell the difference was, like, tarsals were When you walk on asphalt, you're stepping on tar, so it must be tarsals. And carpals is I'm holding the steering wheel in my car, so I'm driving and I'm not walking. That is the most convoluted way to get there, but that's how I did it. Yeah, just remember a more confusing way of doing it, and that way you'll remember it easier. Oh my God. Yeah, trust me, baby, med school sucks. Med school sucks. When you get to organs, that's when you're gonna know that you're gonna hate it the most. Because there's so many of them. What do they all do? I mean, that's not true. It's like less, but then you have some more like the membranes and all that. It's like, ugh. This is why surgery never interested me. Because it's so hard to remember all the pieces, but then you cut it open, you gotta take it out and then put it back together. I was never good at jigsaw puzzles. That was never my thing. Yeah. There's only one organ you gotta worry about in psychiatry, and that is the brain. And even then, you don't have to, like, I mean, yeah, you gotta worry about interactions and stuff. But I mean, all told, it was way easier than going into, like, surgery or. They were self-specializing in like an organ, like cardiology or something. Ugh. It'll be over before you know it, baby. You'll be in your residency real soon. I mean, relatively speaking. First, you gotta memorize your skeleton, which you're doing like a great job. No, I mean it. You like honestly, I think you're gonna be super like set for your practical tomorrow. Pre-med isn't too long, and then. You get into the nitty-gritty, and then you're onto residency, and then, you know, you're out in the big old world practicing medicine. Get that nice MD at the end of your name. You're on your way, love. You're on your way. I don't know. I guess my biggest thing is like. Well, you aren't cramming at least. Well, you're kind of cramming, but just don't cram. Just try to like space things out and also flashcards. We can do flashcards tomorrow. Well, I mean, for tomorrow, it's too late for that. But in the future, we can do flashcards because flashcards are life. Get a Sharpie, flashcards. And we can just do that. And that's so helpful. And I can quiz you. I love quizzing you. It's so much fun. It's tons of fun. So. Don't worry, baby. You got this. Yeah. You can use me as a human skeleton. Point and ask, and we can like go through. How's that sound? Okay, deal. You're doing a great job, baby. I know this is stressful. Trust me, I know. But over before you know it. Over before you know it.